The views expressed on the following program are the views of the show's host and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station, their management, their donors, their underwriters, nor their seventh-born sons. Broadcasting from KHUH LP 104.9 FM Seattle, it is time for the Thunderbolts. Yes, kids, there you were, enjoying your privileged white status, blissfully ignorant of the fact that your shoes were manufactured by a child slave, until one day you turned on your radio and you were struck by the Thunderbolt! Hello, Cascadia! It's time to wake up! Yes, you better grab that cup of coffee, because you are about to be struck by the thunderbolt of truth and justice. Here it comes. Yes, kids, the thunderbolt is your guide to activism in Thurston County. I have news. I have commentary, I have a calendar for activist-related events, kick-ass music, and dumb jokes! So Cascadia is off of the couch and into the streets! It's time to save civilization from fiery apocalypse! Though even the apocalypse is gonna have to wait until I have had a cup of coffee! Yes, kids, I have spectacular news for you this week, because after decades of painstaking and exhaustive research, I have finally figured out what is wrong with the world. And never fear, my loyal listeners, yes, both of you, for I am about to reveal the secret in an explosive Thunderbolt exclusive. Kids, we have fallen through a discount looking glass. Consider, what if you reported a crime and they threw you into jail for reporting it, while the actual criminal received a promotion? Well, that is exactly what Barack Obama has been doing to more whistleblowers than all other presidents in the country's history combined. Really? What the hell kind of looking glass is that? What if you were robbed of nearly everything you own, but when you called the police explained that the robber had subsequently lost all your money gambling in a casino, and now that in addition to your losses from the theft, you must also pay for his gambling debts? Well, that is exactly what Wall Street just did to all of us, and that was exactly the government's response. Wow. That looking glass must have some kind of nasty crap on the lens, eh? And what can you say when motherhood, the job that not only carries more responsibility than any other, but is also one of the hardest and the most demanding, receives not one duly of any squat concerning financial remuneration for their efforts, whilst arrogant, sociopathic, human-mutant hybrids who do nothing but suck our world dry receive compensation that is so over-the-top, overblown, that is quite literally insane? Jeez! This looking glass must have been manufactured by a child slave in a third world sweatshop or something. I think we should demand a refund.
to all my friends, for those inside for drug offenses. Does the state really care about your own misguided will? No. They're protecting the profits of the pharmaceutical and tobacco corporations. And you must suffer for the oligopoly of the few.
Listeners, this show is being posted on the fifth Friday of the month, meaning that it's time for the Thunderbolts Greatest Strikes, where I pull some of the very best of the very best from the archives so that we can listen again. And unfortunately, even things I recorded years ago are mostly still relevant, so whatever. And a note to listeners, I'm involved in a personal project that is going to be taking all of my time for probably the next 2 or 3 months. And so while I will have a new show ready for you next week, after that I'm likely to be playing a lot of reruns over the next few months. So we'll get back to the show in just a minute, but first I want to make you aware of an exciting new career opportunity. As youth find their educational and economic opportunities disappearing before their very eyes, perhaps it is time to think outside the box and consider alternative educational prospects that take into account the likely financial situation young people will soon find themselves facing. There is a unique opportunity that exists that will not only provide invaluable expertise for dealing with this bewildering new world in which you find yourselves thrust, but the experience itself is guaranteed to change your entire view of life. Yes, kids, I'm talking about Club Fed. Tell me, have you ever considered how you could stretch the family budget during those lean times at the end of the month if only you knew how to pick locks and neutralize alarm systems? Perhaps you would like to know how to supplement your slave wage by cooking a little meth in your spare time. Think how handy it could be to know how to steal someone's identity and credit card numbers. Would you like to learn how to produce fire, alcoholic beverages, or lethal weapons under almost any condition or circumstance? Well, I'm happy to announce that Club Fed offers intensive graduate-level courses on all of the above subjects and many more in addition, and school is now in session. Yes, kids, in a move that reflects their genius, your government has concentrated most of the criminal masterminds throughout the entire country into confined, intensely personal spaces where they associate with no one but other criminals who have absolutely nothing to do but learn to hate the world even more than they already did and to share their trade secrets. Yes, kids, it's education by immersion. So relax, make yourself at home, slip off your cheap rubber slip-ons and loosen your chains. Just consider some of Club Fed's amenities, for instance, the menu. It's tasteless and largely inedible slop of a largely unidentifiable nature. Consider the cuisine. It exactly complements the menu. Our recreational activities include staring at walls and walking in circles. The services include 24-hour armed security, a change of bedding every few weeks, restroom facilities you can rest assured are cleaned after every few hundred uses. Nature lovers, you'll be amazed at the incredible diversity of the parasitic insect population and at the proliferation of disease-bearing microorganisms. You can enjoy dull and uninteresting conversation with the ignorant and untrained staff. You can put some edge in your life by spending every minute of every day surrounded by violent psychopaths. You have to watch out for some of the other inmates, too. Or, if you prefer, you can just relax and enjoy the scenic view featuring vast expanses of pretty razor wire glittering picturesquely in the sunset, the entire scene framed by the quaint little gun towers. And in addition to all that, you automatically become part of the prison industrial complex, which is the fastest growing industry in the United States. And best of all, I saved the best for last for you kids, there are neither women, nor children, nor any normal social interaction of any kind to distract you from your studies. You have all the time you need to devote to the learning the fine arts of thievery, corruption, and mayhem. Yes, kids, come learn from the masters. Act now to take advantage of this special offer. Club Fed, it's a stop that you'll never forget. Thousands of positions are available immediately.
We interrupt this program with some more breaking news. In the same short few sad days that the world has lost David Bowie, Alan Rickman, and Eagles founder Glenn Frey, Ted Nugent continues to be alive. That's Ted Nugent, still alive. Ted Motor City Madman Nugent, still alive. And now, back to the program.
So when I recently pointed out to a Facebook liberal that Switzerland is both fully armed and nearly crime-free, his only comeback was that they registered their guns in Switzerland and that the government had not yet seized anyone's arms. And thus, the fact that registering guns will cause the government to seize your arms is a right-wing myth. Now my comeback was that the Swiss government wouldn't dare. So that is not an issue. At about this same time, a Facebook friend of mine posted a picture of Ted Nugent standing proudly over a bear that he had just shot and killed. So concerning bears, I have gotten to know several bears on a personal level over the years. I've even met several of their families. And I consider bears to be people too. I often engage with the bears in a contest wherein they tried to steal my food and I tried to prevent them from stealing my food. And more often than not, I lost this contest.
Yogi Bear is smarter than the average bear. Yogi Bear is always in the ranger's head. At a picnic table, you will find him there. Stop him down more goodies than the average bear. Oh, he will sleep till noon, but before it's dark, he'll have every picnic basket that's in Jellystone Park.
Yeah, Yogi Bear is better
than a millionaire.
That's because he's smarter than the average bear.
Yo.
Yes, over the years, I have spent several $100 on bear food. The village of Jasper, Alberta, came up with new bear-proof trash cans that were so complicated that many people couldn't figure them out.
But before it's dark, he'll have every picnic basket that's in Jellystone Park.
Yeah, Yogi Bear is better than a millionaire. That's because he's smarter than the average bear.
The bears had the new trash cans down within a week. Well, I believe in the right to bear arms. I also believe in the right
the average bear
to arm bears. Especially if Ted Nugent happens to be around. Has Mr. Nugent done anything new lately? Now, concerning bears, bears are very smart. Bears think. Bears scheme. You can see it in their eyes. Now, black bears virtually never attack humans. Now, grizzly bears are more territorial, and they are more likely to attack people. But even grizzly bear attacks are highly unlikely. A friend of mine did set up a teepee in northern Alberta once, and a grizzly bear tore his teepee down while he was inside of it. Then the bear looked my friend right in the eye, literally shook his head up and down a couple of times, and then walked away. His message was very clear. Now, that is not even the trippiest bear story I could tell you, even from my direct personal experience, but it is the shortest. Now, I have never had direct contact with polar bears, but they are said to be very large, and it is said that they will often hunt you down and eat you. Now, if your karma declares that being attacked by a bear is a necessary life experience for you, then rule number one is do not run from a bear. Rule number two is do not run from a bear. Now, as with any predator, including dogs, running from them is inviting them to chase you. This is like basic, hardcore, wired, instinctual predator behavior. By running from a bear, you are now speaking to the bear in his native tongue, and what you are saying to him is that you are prey. Now, bears can run 40 miles per hour. You are never going to outrun a bear. Now, I've heard more than one person say that you can outrun a bear going downhill. Well, I'm afraid this is a flawed theory, and I don't think that you would want to test a flawed theory in such a situation. Well, a bear indeed does have a much more difficult time running downhill due to his short forelegs. The bear can still run a lot faster than you can. Now, bears usually weigh several hundred pounds, and they are solid muscle, and they are armed with multi-inch fangs, and they have four paws full of multi-inch razor-sharp claws that they wield with great strength, with great speed, and with great alacrity. I've heard that playing dead works sometimes, but sometimes not. According to the Inuit and other far northern native tribes that have been regularly dealing with the aforementioned very large man-eating bears for many eons now, the best way to deal with an attacking bear is to sacrifice your left arm to the bear's mouth and keep his fangs busy on that, whilst you employ your right arm, plunging your knife repeatedly into the bear's carotid artery. Now, this method fails to account for whatever the bear is doing with its four paws full of multi-inch razor-sharp claws at the time, but I guess you're dealing with one thing at a time in such a situation. Now, every bear has a unique personality, and every bear is different from every other bear. Some of the bears, I knew I could kick them in the ass as they ran off with my peanut butter, and some of the bears I knew just to give them their space. Now, in all of my bear contacts, I was only slightly sketched one time. I was hiking in the mountains of British Columbia when I walked right by a bear that had been sitting in a little clearing right off the trail. Neither of us had seen the other until suddenly I was walking by him less than 10 feet away. Now, I just kept on walking until I heard the sound of a running bear behind me. Now, that got my attention. I turned around and froze. The bear was just emerging from the little clearing onto the trail, but he also froze when he saw me looking at him. And something I hadn't noticed during my brief initial glimpse was that this was a frigging grizzly bear. He just sat and stared at me with curiosity, perhaps wondering how I tasted. But I knew the drill. If you are confronted with an aggressive-seeming bear, do not make eye contact, do not make sudden moves, and do not turn your back. You raise your arms into the air to make yourself look bigger. Talk to him in a soothing voice as you slowly back away. Now, my position was further complicated by the fact that I had 20 pounds of marijuana in my backpack, since the purpose of my hike was to smuggle this marijuana into the United States. And so, dropping my pack, which is another suggested tactic if confronting an aggressive bear, was something I really did not want to do. But it turned out to be unnecessary. The bear just sat and watched me back away without coming any closer. Now, this is said by many reliable sources to be the best strategy when confronting almost any aggressive predator, and it worked for me the one time that I needed it with a bear, and it worked for me the several times I have needed it with aggressive dogs. So this is the strategy that the Thunderbolt suggests if you are ever attacked by a predator. Though I do not know if this method works with Wall Street predators.
Yogi Bear is smarter than the average bear. Yogi Bear is always in the ranger's hair. At a picnic table you will find him there, stuffing down more goodies than the average bear. He will sleep till noon, but before it's dark, he'll have every picnic basket that's in Jelly's front yard. Yogi has it better than a millionaire. That's because he's smarter than the average bear.
Hug a bear today. And on that note, we're going to take a quick station break. We'll be back in just a minute. I feel that it is my civic duty to warn you that the thunderbolt is about to strike this radio station. First, though, I would like to make plain that unless I have specific permission, I never presume to speak for anyone else, and I greatly appreciate it when everyone else returns the favor. The views expressed on this program are my views, and those views may or may not correspond with the views of the management of this radio station, their staff, their volunteers, their donors, and I can guarantee you that the views expressed on this program may not express the views of the administration at the Evergreen State College. Though I do not know if any of this applies to their transdimensional doppelgangers, so I may need to consult an attorney on that one. But in the meantime, hang on to your seats, because here we go! Since only rich kids can afford to go to college now, then as a public service, the Thunderbolt recently advised college-age youth of the educational opportunities available to them through the federal prison system. Yes, where they can learn the skills they will need to survive in this brave new world order. But then, suddenly, I realized that we must think of the children! And thus, in the Thunderbolt's dedication to public service and to educating the kids, I am proud to announce the first airing of a new Thunderbolt feature that will be aimed at the little people. Yes, kids, the Thunderbolt feels that children should be prepared for the actual world that they will actually be facing. Thus, the Thunderbolt feels that kids are never too young to learn about genocidal slaughter and rape and drugs. And I'm here to tell you, kids, that you need to immediately forget nearly everything that they taught you in school and just listen to old Uncle Dana as he tells you how the world really works. Yes, kids. And this is a segment that I am calling
Poppy Seeds.
I'm about to rock out, so you better look out.
I've been in a wasted days, been climbing up the walls all day, and so now I'm on my way to where the drugs are cheap. Well, can you tell me how to get to Poppy Seed Street?
Yeah, man, I can hook you up. What you need?
Yippee!
When I've been smoking crack all day, then everything is A-okay. And I've got a homicidal neighbor there, and that's where we meet. Well, can you tell me how to get to Poppy Seed Street?
I'm gonna fuck you up, bitch.
Hey, dude, just chill out. Yeah. We're puking on their magic carpet ride. And every jail cell will open wide for strung out people like you. And strung out people like, oh, what a hazy
wasted days, been climbing up the walls all day. And so now I'm on my way to where the drugs are cheap. Can you tell me how to get
to
Poppy Seed Street?
Yippee!
Hey man, I'm hurting bad and I really need to get to Poppy Seed Street. Can you please help me out here?
Hey, you got my money, biatch? This ain't no Sesame Street game we playing here. You in the hood now, punk.
Poppy Seed Street, Lesson 1. Hello, kids. Welcome to Poppy Seed Street. Now, our very first lesson is going to be about capitalism. Can you say capitalism? Now, capitalism is the system under which we live, and it is very, very important that you learn the rules. So pay close attention today, okay, kids?
The hare has lost his spectacles.
Well, that's just his problem. Now, capitalism is very famous as a parasite that consumes its host. Capitalism is made up of predators and prey, or you might want to call them winners and losers. The winners get to own more than 1,000 families could possibly spend in 1,000 lifetimes, and they get to live in decadent luxury, while the losers often can't even feed their own children, and they often live in poisonous, crime-ridden hellholes. And thus, as long as capitalism reigns, you definitely want to be a winner rather than a loser. The reality is that each predator requires lots and lots of prey, and so there are lots and lots and lots of losers. Well, I'm afraid that there are not very many winners at all, kids, so you need to take measures. Now, under capitalism, those who rise to the top are those who are the most ruthless and cutthroat, so I'm afraid that nice people don't fare so well here, kids. So you really, really, really need to forget all those things they taught you in kindergarten about being fair and about playing nice and about sharing and about not slicing people's throats open, because all of that being nice and being fair stuff is strictly for the losers. Now, the best way to be a winner is to be born into a wealthy white family. If you were so fortunate, then congratulations! Against seemingly impossible odds, you won the sperm lottery. However, even if you weren't born into a wealthy white family, there have been many cases of people rising from the bottom to achieve the pinnacles of success. And as our current president demonstrates, you don't even have to be white anymore. So now brutal exploitation is an equal opportunity field, and all that is required is a level of ambition indicating serious psychological derangement and a willingness to sell your soul to the devil. See, it's easy, kids. Souls are just for losers anyway. Under capitalism, the best way to claw yourself to the top of the hill is to kill lots and lots and lots of people. I know this sounds like a lot of trouble and bother, and maybe it's not very nice, but that's just the way it works under capitalism. And if you want to be a winner, then that's just what you need to do, kids. Another requirement for reaching the top of the heap and winning the game, whatever that means, is that you must become very, very rich. And in order to become very, very rich, you will need to steal lots and lots of money. But you must be very careful, because if you don't steal enough money, then you might go to jail. See, the trick is to steal enough money that you can buy yourself a government. Then you can steal to your heart's content with no fear of suffering anything as distasteful as being arrested. Plus, when you own a government, then even if you lose all your money, then you can get your pet government to make the losers pay for that too. So you see, when you run the game, the rules are heads you win and tails everybody else loses. You can't beat it, literally. Now, if you're in a really, really hurry to become very, very rich and make lots and lots of money, then the trick is to buy lots and lots of those pretty poppy flowers. And that is, in fact, why I called this segment Poppy Seed Street. Yes, kids, thanks to the ingenious war on drugs, illicit drugs have become the biggest and baddest business on the whole entire world. And this little, innocent, pretty, easy-to-grow flower can be processed into some of the most popular illicit drugs that there are, and then you can make a fortune! I'm afraid that's all for Poppy Seed Street this week, kids. But don't be sad, because you can tune in next week when we will learn how to overthrow third world governments and assassinate labor leaders. Yippee! Won't you be my neighbor? Greetings, Thunderbolt fans. Do you feel like your life is at a dead end? Is it possible that you find yourself at a point in your life where you might consider seeking new inspirations in possibly unexpected directions? Well, the Thunderbolt is most happy to announce that you have a golden opportunity, because those fun-loving mullahs over in Saudi Arabia are looking for a few good executioners. As advertised on the website of the Saudi Ministry of Civil Service, they require no specific skills or educational background. And the specific job description states that it consists of carrying out the death sentence according to Islamic Sharia after it is ordered by a legal ruling. Yes, kids, you too can cash in on the vast increase in public executions that have been taking place in Saudi Arabia recently. You too can become part of the exciting field of public beheadings. Yes, kids, when the Saudi mullahs say off with their heads, you get to actually do it. You'll also be required to perform the occasional amputation for lesser offenses, such as cutting off the hands of thieves and etc. And by the way, if they cut off the hands of thieves, then I wonder what they do with adulterers. The job posting does not specify relevant experience. It does not specify any specific training or educational level, nor was any salary indicated, though the jobs are classified as religious functionaries, and your pay will be at the lower end of the Saudi civil service pay scale. They also do not state whether you will be required to supply your own sword. Yes, kids, the rush is on, so apply now for this cutting-edge job. Up an application at a Saudi embassy near you, or you can find a downloadable PDF application form on their website. And thus ends the news and commentary for this week's show. I'm going to fill out the rest of the hour with some music.
This is a band you may have never heard of, but that you should hear of, called Osric Tentacles. Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
tune was called Al Saluk. Before that was Astro Cortex from Osric Tentacles.
The Thunderbolt is a production of Dancing Angel Media, which is solely responsible for the content. Neither the stations that air the Thunderbolt, their sponsors, their members, their underwriters, nor anyone else that has much to do with anything else in any way, is responsible for the content of the Thunderbolt, nor do they necessarily agree with the views expressed on the Thunderbolt. If you have any comments, or if you wish to express an opposing opinion, you should send an email to dana98501@gmail.com and we will make arrangements. And I hope that you have a day. And you may want to grab a pen or something because I'm about to give you some information. If you like what you hear here on the Thunderbolt, then the Thunderbolt archives are stored at dana98501.wordpress.com. That's D-A-N-A 98501, which is the downtown Olympia zip code, .wordpress.com. And if you would like to continue hearing the Thunderbolt, you can contribute to our cause at patreon.com/thethunderbolt. And
thank you very much.